The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. I pray that all of us really desire to end up being with God, to be with God in the future, no? Hopefully not in the near future, but still in the future, we, you and I, intend to be with God. And of course, to be with God, to be with God is to go to Him through Jesus Christ. And of course, when you say we are the disciples of Christ, then it must be what? We have to obey, imitate, follow everything that Christ said. Why? Because he said so, yes? I mean, he knows the will of God, he is God, and he knows the way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. So in the gospel today, it's very, very what? Challenging, radical, intense. Why? Because he said so. He said what? Unless you hate your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, even your health or yourself, you can't be my disciple. Seemingly, he wants us to hate. Seemingly. That is why you have to what? Every time you read the Bible, please, get the whole context, okay? Do not be like some Christians. What do they do? They mention one verse and that's it. If you do that and you don't take the whole context, you will definitely misunderstand, misinterpret what he is saying. So in the gospel today, when he said this, he also said some other things, like preparation. When you build something, you have to be prepared to do anything and everything to finish the project. When this king who would like to wage war and realize that his enemy is stronger than him, what should he do? He should be open to reconciliation. And at the end he said, let go of possessions. See, the thing about even parents, brothers and sisters, family, the devil can use anything and everything to hinder us to become intimate with God. When you join the military, basic training is to what? To break you. To break your ego, to make sure that you learn how to to obey every word that the master sergeant or drill instructor would say. You follow, because that's part of what? Entrusting yourself in that corps, in the military. You can never be a good soldier if you are too individualistic. Do you agree? Huh? Very dangerous. If you are an individualistic soldier, what happens? You will disobey. You think for yourself. You don't trust your commanding officer. To be a good soldier is to make sure you trust the command, the commander. Same thing with us. I am not the commander. Christ is. So the command is, let go of possession. Possession can be your own family, your own friends, your properties, your ego. I hope everybody here knows about the story of Job, yes? Everybody? Okay, huh? Please. You should. You should. The story of Job is what? Simple. He had everything. Money or wealth, fame, respect, family. And then God took away everything. Even his health. No wealth, no family, no health. And what did he say? He said, God has given, God has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did not curse God. He did not hate God. Rather, he even blessed God. Now, if that is to happen to you, what will be your reaction? Honestly, remember, no? All of a sudden, because remember, in the Jewish mentality, if you have material possession and all his possessions, you must be blessed by God. And if you lose everything, you must be cursed by God. That's the idea. But in the book of Job, it shows that suffering or things that are taken away from you is not punishment. Rather what? It shows whether or not you have faith. If you have faith, or maybe you only believe in God when you are full of blessings. But if the blessings disappear, the first thing you do is to curse God. In today's society, especially in America, in the States, what is happening? There are some Christian preachers who deny this, who deny taking up the cross, and will only preach about what? Possessions. They will tell their congregation, oh, believe in Jesus Christ, and everything will be given to you. When you pray, pray for yourself. Not about pleasing God, but simply asking for blessings. Very attractive way of winning people. But that goes against the message of Christ himself. Please remember, huh? The devil will use anything, everybody, to tempt us to be away from God. Even Christian preachers who would lie to their teeth and say to you, just to get your money, and say to you, what? That God loves you. You don't need to repent. Come and join our church so that they can have more money. That's why in my case, as you know, I don't want to go to hell for you. Meaning what? I have to protect myself. That's why I became an adorno. Because I don't want to be attached to material possessions, vow poverty. I will not be attached to my own ego, vow obedience. I will not even be attached to a woman, vow of chastity. Look what happened to Adam. He wanted to please Eve. He didn't want to offend. I don't know. You see, why would Adam reject the will of God? He knew God. He talked to God face to face. But he was attached to Eve for whatever reason. Maybe because Eve said so. Okay, no problem. When Eve said, okay, eat the apple. Yes, dear. I don't know. But the point is, even anybody. That's why when Christ said, mother, brother, father, sister, your own family. You have to be able to let go and really let God rule in our hearts. So if God were to judge you and I right now, what will you say to him? Yes, Lord, I am really your disciple. I am not attached to anything or anybody. You're right. Even as religious, we struggle, especially vow of obedience. Chastity, not so much. No? Even though there are some priests who, sad to say, are going against the vow of celibacy, but it's more difficult for us religious to obey. Why? Because obedience, you have to let go of your ego. And boy, many of us religious, we may be quiet, but we are full of ourselves. Even you, husband and wife, let's face it, how many of you struggle to become one because of what? Ego. You don't want to listen to each other. You think you know more than the other. Children, how many of the children are disobedient because they think they know already? See, ego, even that possession, you should have to let go. If you and I are truly to become one with Jesus. If we cannot even become one with each other, for each other, how can we become one with God? And it's difficult. And that is why pray. Every day pray. Ask God, Lord, help me let go of my ego. Lord, thy will be done. Why do we say these things? Because we are trying to tell ourselves to really live a life obeying the will of God every moment. But it's a struggle. So once again, hopefully our common target is to be with God through Jesus Christ. But he has shown us the way, and he is the way, and the way to God is to obey and follow and imitate Christ. Stop looking at other people's faults and failures. Don't waste your time judging others. Please, simply look into yourself and judge oneself. If ever I talk against sin, it is not to judge the person. It is simply to teach you to go against sin. Some people think that we priests are trying to be self-righteous when we talk against sin. No, we know who we are. We know we are sinners like you. We know that we need to repent and change. But it is also our obligation and duty to make sure that all of us are on the right mind, on the right track, in really following Jesus. So once again, as I repeat it every day, and I hope you also stand by it, everything that we are, everything that we do, everything that we say, all for the greater glory of the risen Christ.